Blog Talk Radio.
Time to talk about it. And at this present moment, you have Sister Diane right now starting the show. We just going to begin the show with praying for people. And if you would like prayer, you can call us at 347-857-3925. And you can just, we'll be happy to pray for you. But we begin to pray. We would like to pray for Gary Dunkley. And Lord, we're just asking you to touch his body right now, touch his mind right now, give him peace. Also like to pray for the Pringle family in their time of bereavement, as well as peace being in the midst. Also praying for Vivian Mitchell and Lloyd Mitchell. Vivian, who recently had a heart attack and is recovering at home. And we just pray that God just continue to touch her body as well as her husband, Lloyd. We speak in right now, Lord Father God, that you know, you say by your stripes we are healing. We are just thanking you right now for healing. We're thanking God for how he have worked it out for Chelsea Tinney with her surgery. She is at home at this time. We're praying for those that have lost loved ones and feel that they can't make it. But just trust in God and know that he will always have you. No matter what, he gives you peace of mind. He's the only one that can carry you through in this troubled time. And we're just thanking God for just even being surrounded by loved ones in the time of bereavement. We are praying for Daniel, Mr. Jordan's brother. Lord, touch him. We are also praying for Ashley. Continue to touch him also, Lord. Father God, we're praying for Michael Simpson as well as Michael Wittit Jr. We're praying for the upcoming court date, Lord, that you just have your way and let your will be done. We are also praying for Claire Curry and Deacon Williams for the continual healing of his body, as well as for Sarah, praying for deliverance of depression. And we would just hope and pray that you are continually praying for, you know, not only those that we call the name out on, but just, you know, pray for your church, the people in your church's prayer lists today. We also want to hold up Evangelist Urisha in prayer. Lord, just touch her and give her a peace of mind and let her know nothing is too hard for God to take care of. So just be prayerful in this day and in this time. And at this present time, I'll turn you right over to Apostle Porter.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Diane standing in for me at that particular time. Praise God. We trust that you've had a wonderful day today thus far, and that God is moving in your behalf, and you praying for me as I pray for you. All right, amen. All right, now Let us, she's prayed for you. If you have a prayer request now, call us while we're on air at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call and send us that prayer request. Or you may get our mailing address and write us your request if you so choose, whatever way you choose. And if God should move on your heart, tuck in a little love offering. Just send us a little love offering, and we will appreciate it to the highest. All right, let me give you the word for today is wisdom teaches the fruits of silence, the blessings of health, the rewards of self-discipline, the satisfaction of achievement, the responsibility of power, the beauty of nature, the miracle of love, the meaning of friendship, the privilege of prayer, the power of faith, the joy of sharing, and the treasure of integrity. Can we want you? We want you to remember that. Wisdom teaches the fruits of silence, the blessings of health, the rewards of self-discipline, the satisfaction of achievement, the responsibility of power, the beauty of nature, the miracle of love, the meaning of friendship, the privilege of prayer, the power of faith, the joy of sharing, and the treasure of integrity. Let us govern ourselves accordingly, if you will. Praise God. We want to thank God for being here with you once more and again. We thank God for all that he hath done. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Aren't you glad about it today? I'm so glad God made us and made another day for us to be here. This day is designed with you in mind. Hello, praise God. Can you believe that? The day was designed with you in mind. That's why you're still here. Oh, glory be to God, because it's just for you. Now, what you make of this day now, it's up to you. It's your choice. What do you want to make of the day? You want to be happy? You want to be sad? You want to be complaining? You want to be what you want to be today? Now, it's up to you. Now, take your choice. Make your choice right now. We've given you the opportunity to make a choice today, what you want to make this day to be for you, just for you. Now, if God has designed this day with you in mind, with you in mind, say with me in mind, because I'm special. You know, when you're special, he leave you here another day. So the day is already made for you. It's promised to you, so that's why you're here. All right? Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, don't let nothing take it from you, okay? My. I tell you, I'm having a good time in the Lord already. Praise God. It doesn't take much for me. How about you? Hallelujah. I just love to love and love to love God, and I just love the word love. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Does mean that God is doing something in our lives. Isn't that wonderful? My. Well, we thank God today for Pastor Sharon here, you know. Pastor Sharon, I wish I'd have known she was going to be here. I would have turned this over to her today. Bless God. But we thank God for Sister Diane in the introduction. Amen. Praise God. You missed this is the day the Lord has made, didn't you? Yeah, she didn't say that. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I thank God for that. I thank God for all the help that we do get from time to time. Now, you can help, too. You can call in and say what thus said the Lord to you, from you. You know, we waiting to hear from you, too, at 347-857-3925. You know, the problem is some people think it's all about them. You know, all about them. They got it going on. Well, I don't have all of it going on. That's why I let somebody else have a chance to let me know what God is doing in their life, too, because it may be something I need to hear. Hallelujah. I need to straighten up some things in my life, you know, and you don't know who has the answer. Did you hear me? My. This is why we're in a time that we're going to have to know who we serving. Who are you serving? Now, that's not my message today. I'm just asking a question. That's all. You know, I know. You know me. Praise God. Many of you that listen on a continual basis, we appreciate you. We love you. We adore you. We praying for you and yours that God will bless in your life immensely, okay? This is what we're looking for today. That for you. Just for you, because this is your day. You can tell the devil right now, say, this is my day. Hear him saying? And I ain't accepting nothing you have to offer. Ah, my God. Because all I'm going to talk about today, all I'm going to start talking about today, let me read you a scripture first, and I'll tell you what we're talking about. The fourth chapter, 1 Peter. Okay, I know. 1 Peter, the fourth chapter. Do that sound better to you? Okay, all right. Whichever way, it's the same place. But we're going to start reading here a little bit here. I'm going to start at the first verse, okay? All right. For as much then Christ had suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Notice what it says. With the same mind. Now, if he has, then Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that had suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Lord, have mercy. Now, that gives you a key, don't it? Hear that? That's a key to how to live holy, righteous life. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. You don't have to do what other people do. You hear what I'm saying? Come on, listen now. He no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Are you ready for it? Are you ready to live for God? Now, you're going to have to take these keys with you now in order to live. You're going to have to use them, too, when you get them. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable adulteries. Now, I don't know which one you lived in your past, and I don't know whether you're living in any of these here now. But all I want to tell you today is, time for you to evict the devil. See what I'm saying? It's time. Then he said in the fourth, but wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. You know, people don't like it when you change. When you evict the devil, you got more haters than you look like than you ever had before. People coming out the woodwork, even your family can't stand you. You see what I'm saying, huh? Because you know when you say you put a sign up, you hang a sign up outside, say the devil don't live here anymore. You see what I'm saying? Can you do that? You need to do that today. Evict that devil right now. He said, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. But be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. See, while you watching, you got to be praying. Okay, don't be trying to watch and don't pray. Just, you know, watching and talking and running your mouth about something else, but be praying, you know, talking to God, not to other people. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. See, now there's another key. How to hide sin, get rid of sin in your life. He said, cover the multitude of sin, charity, that love. Now, if you don't have love for one another, then, you know, something is wrong. You're still in sin. That's all I'm telling you what the Bible says. Now, did you read this? I just read it to you. Praise God. You have got to have that love for one another. Now, I know some people it seems difficult to love. But examine yourself to find out why can't you love them? What it is about them that you can't love. Find something in them to love. You see, now you ain't going to like everything about everybody now. Ain't no sense in nobody lying. Oh, I just love everything about them. No, you don't. I don't, you don't, and they don't. Okay? Praise God. But you've got to know this. God has made a way. He said, this 8th verse, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Now, you want to cover some of that sin that you have? Something that you have not given up, you haven't evicted from your life, huh? These works of the flesh that you haven't evicted it from your life. Don't you know today God has given you a chance to do it? Remember what I said in the beginning, that this is your day. God has planned this day for you. So it's your choice what you do with it. You can evict the devil or keep him on board, whichever you want, because he's going to wreak havoc in your life one of these days. And it's going to be so bad you can't even holler, find God, because you have a cloud of darkness over you where you wouldn't even be able to find him. You see what I'm saying? But he know where you are. Yes, he do. Even in the darkest hour, he know where you are, because he had planned this for you and you made the choice. So the will of God is there for you right now, huh? To walk in his ways, huh? And not fulfill the lust of the flesh of your body, or your mind. Notice your mind, too. Put your mind in there, too. Because what did he tell you to do in the beginning? That have the same mind as Christ. You ought to have, you say, but it's impossible. Christ is God. And you know, you come up with these excuses to stay like you are. Because you don't want to evict him. You like that. You like those pleasantries that he gives you, the sweet smell that he gives you. You know that smell that you think is success, but when it comes down to the end, it's a cesspool. It's a cesspool. You know, and a cesspool is smell pretty bad. You know, so that's what will happen. If you don't evict him, he will bring everything. He will make everything in your life rotten. Do you get the picture? I know you don't like that particular word, but I don't know another one to put in there at this time. But he will make it rotten and it start to stinking. But then when it's stinking, it'll stink in the nostrils of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because that sin has come up before him. But today he has made it possible for you, you and you and eye to evict the devil out of our life, that we are to love one another. The secret is loving one another. You see what I say? When you love one another, you can fellowship with one another. You won't be distant from one another, and one thinking they better than the other, and the other one thinking they better than the next one, and go on and on and on with the thing. And it gets so bad till we got hatred running around rampant. You see angry people running rampant, up and down, in and out, mothers against daughters, and daughters against mothers, and sons against fathers, and fathers against sons, and killing one another. All of these things will come about because you did not evict the devil from your life. Huh? What you going to do today? Are you going to evict him right now? Tell him, say, this is my day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, I am, because he made this day. The seventh day of the first month of the new year for me. He made it just for me. I'm here 7 days into the new year, and God has made it specially for me. So now I have no room for you, devil. So there's no room for rent here. Listen here. My house is clean, and it does not allow dirt in there. You see, I'm nothing dirty coming into my house. You see what I'm saying? Tell them like that. It's like, people say, well, my auntie and uncle and Joe Blow and everybody else coming to visit me, but they smoke. I said, well, tell them they can't come in my house. They have to stay outside, because I don't allow no smoking in my house. You ain't going to contaminate my home. You see what I'm saying? Praise God. See, you let anything and everybody come in your house doing any old thing, contaminating your house. So that means you have not evicted the devil from your life. Because if you allow these things in there, they're going to take over. That devil going to take over every time. You hear what I'm saying? You give him an inch, he going to take a mile. You see what I'm saying? Oh, you know what I'm talking about today. You know he done took over a lot of space in your house. And so therefore you're unhappy. You're always mad about something or another. Listen, ain't that much stuff in the world to be mad all the time. You see what I'm saying? Somewhere down the line you ought to be happy, joyous. He said he came to do what? That your joy may be full, and that when it get full, it'll remain full. You say it won't go in. Empty. He said, you will not go out wanting. It's not going to be empty, because what? You filled your house up with Jesus. You fill your house up with the Holy Ghost. The anointing is filling your house, and you try to keep it that way. You hear what I'm saying? Don't allow him to come knock on your door and you open it. If he out there say, I'm sorry, I can't let you in. Tell the devil right now, I can't let you in. I'm not going to let you bring all that stuff back in my house anymore. Hatred and meanness and cantankerous and, oh, nothing satisfies you. You ever seen the people that nothing satisfies? Don't care what you do. Huh? You can do what you know that they like, and they still don't like you. Now, you know, I always have an example. I done lived a long time. I always have an example. I met a lady in church in Miami, and this lady, you know, she didn't never like nothing. Nothing was ever going to be right. So you try to do what you know that she liked. And you know what? And I asked, I said, well, if you hear what you don't like about the church, she said, I don't like because you ain't going nowhere. So I say, well, why are you here if we ain't going nowhere? Shouldn't you go someplace where they going someplace? Okay, you try to help them out in that way, and you still can't please these people. Why? Because the devil is occupying their space, you see. The devil is there, and so he don't want nothing else to come in, and he won't allow it to come in. So you always have something you're going to complain about. You always have something you think is wrong. You didn't ask God whether it was wrong. You just start thinking, huh? So that ain't the mind of Christ. God has given you a stable mind. He wants you to do what? Cease from sin. This is what he said in this verse here. He said that your flesh has ceased from sin. You want you to cease from sin. So that you can have multiplied blessings, favor of God. My God, it'd be in season and out of season. When your joy came and was full and it remained, you see, so that's the favor of God that's there in you. Do you see what I'm saying? Because it's remaining. You know the song, somebody wrote a song, I get joy when I think about what he done for me. But if you can't never think about nothing God done for you, you ain't got no joy. See, simple little things like that that shows you that the devil is still occupying. When you cannot see any good in nobody, no time, that means devil is taking over. Taking over you, has set up his abode with you. He done furnished out with all the lasciviousness and lust and wine and drinking and all kind of abominable things that's going on in your life because you have allowed him to move all his relatives in. You see what I'm saying? Now, they done moved in. Instead of you restricting him and telling him, listen, you can't come in here with this mess, you let them come in, and they brought their relatives with them. And you wonder, what's wrong? What's wrong with my house? Why there's no peace in my house? Why not? We can't get along. Why somebody's always fighting? The children are angry. The husband is angry. The wife is angry. The dog is angry. The cat is angry. Everything is angry, including the roaches. Huh? See, you would not evict that devil from your house, so he brought his relatives with him. Now you got chaos running around. In your house, you got chaos running around. You see what I'm saying? Now, you need to do something. You need to do something about that. Let him go. Let him go right now. You know, God has always made promises to us, and he made promises of good, not evil to us. Now, if we want to be evil, we're going to get evil. That's what we're going to get. But God has promised us these things. And this is what, you know, I found the nice scripture over there. Everybody know it. In the 10th chapter of 2 Corinthians where he said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Listen, you can pull down the strongholds of the devil. He can come up there and try to knock your door down, but ain't nothing he can do with it. Because the Bible gave us this power. The God said, this is ours. And then he said in the 5th verse, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Against the knowledge of God, every high thing, everything you think about. You know, sometimes you got some of the evilest thoughts. You know, you say, wonder where that come from. Ooh, my. Now, don't lie too now. Then you know sometimes your thoughts are evil against other people. Come on now, there's other people. So you cast all that imagination down now and things that you got against the church, cast all that stuff out now. This is what I'm telling you to do. Evict the devil right now out of your thoughts. Evict him out of your thoughts. Huh? And he's saying, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought, change your thoughts. Change them right now. If he wants you to have the same mind of Christ, you got to change your way of thinking. Change that mind you were born with. You know how you was born thinking of sin and doing things and lust of the flesh and everything conceivable you done? You could think about you did. Huh? And some are still doing it, and they don't think they're doing no wrong. Hello? But I'm here to tell you, you want to have the mind of Christ. You're going to have to evict the devil right now out of your thoughts. Huh? because in your thoughts bring forth out of your tongue what you speak, and out of your tongue you begin to do action. You have action right there because it applies to your heart, hands, and everything. What you're going to do, your feet will go to shed blood, and innocent blood, the Bible says. See what I'm saying? People ain't did nothing to you but love you. See? And they love you, want to help you, want to be there for you, but what you do? You allow the devil to come in and take abode in your house. Your temple, the temple of the Lord. Huh? You begin to go back into Egypt and become pharaohs.
Jesus.
In the temple of Dagon.
Jesus.
Huh? You begin to build it over again in your thought life, in your life. You allow him to take up that abode in you. So it's time to get rid of it right now. This is a seven day into the new year. It's time to give him his walking papers right now. Give the devil his walking papers out of your life. Out of your thinking, your doubting time. You know, well, I don't think God can do this. I got to do this. I got to help God myself. You ain't got to help God do nothing. He big and bad enough to do whatever he desired to do. He don't need your help to do none of that. But you always got to help him. Well, I'm going to punish them because God ain't punished them. Well, how you know God ain't punished them? God probably punished them in the way that he know would be effective, but you going to get up there and try to help God and mess up everything he done done. You see? Ooh. So evict the devil today. Today is time to evict him. Get him out of your life, huh? He said, cast down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Everything that comes into your life that is contrary to the word of the living God, you cast it down, out, get rid of it, throw it in the trash can, put it in the trash compactor, mash it down, turn the button, and crush it. And after it crushes it, you dump it. You see? That's doing what? Getting rid of it. Taking it from your life. Huh? All right? Get rid of the pain of hatred. Disliking people. Why you dislike them? They ain't did nothing to you. Huh? When you try to love them. Now, anytime you tell a person something for their good, try to help them walk in the right path, they mad with you. They don't like you because you chastise them in a way. Everybody get chastised. You hear what I'm saying? Everybody. Preachers get chastised. They don't have to tell you to get chastised, but they do. When they do wrong, they get chastised. God chastises them. See? But no, you don't chastise them. I ain't going to church no more because that preacher, I don't like that preacher. I don't like what he taught. I don't like his directness. See, who's that? Nothing but the devil in there talking to you. You still got the mind, his mind. You ain't got God mind, you got the devil mind. And he tell you what to do and you obey. But what did God tell you to do here? And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bring it into Christ right now. Huh? Pardon me. That's what we need to do. Well, you know, I'm just having a good time in my Jesus because God is good to me. You hear what I'm saying? Huh? Because I come to this conclusion that it is time to get rid of the devil, him, and his works and ways. He always is there about trying to hinder us. When you make a step in the right direction, he tried to turn you around. Tell you to go backward, don't he? The devil always tell you to go backward because that's all it is going backward. When God said, go forward and up, go forward and up, the devil told you go back and down. See the difference? Did you get the difference? Come on now. That's why you got to get him out your life. You say, oh, but he always, you know, when I do good, evil is present. We can lay on that scripture all day long and night too. But he say, have what? The mind of Christ. Christ did never say nothing about that. Did he tell you, say, when I would do good, evil is present, and so I'd yield to the evil instead of the good? Did you hear him say any of that anywhere? If you did, show it to me, and I'll give it up. See what I'm saying? Because the devil would do things, twist things around. You know he did it in the garden. He did it in the garden, so he going to do it here too. Because he want to keep you from entering into the paradise of God. He want to keep you from there. He want to keep you from the tree of life. See, God has preserved that tree for you. It's yours. You're looking at it from a distance, but he keep putting something in the way, blocking your path, keeping you from going, keeping you from hearing the word of God, keeping you from doing the word of God. And he causes what? Chaos in your life all the time, your family. When God has made a way for things to go easily for you, when you have favor with God, it ain't going to be hard. It ain't going to be hard. It's going to be easy. He told you his way is easy and his burden is light. Didn't he tell you that? But that's what it is. When are you going to believe that that's what it is? Instead of allowing the devil and his family to be all up in your stuff, you done changed Kool-Aid. You used to like the pretty color lemonade. Strawberry. Now you like what? Root beer. Something dark where you can't see. See, you done changed course. You done got out the right lane into the wrong lane. You get the picture now? Because the devil switched lanes with you. See? He took you off the right road. You had a detour now. But you just don't know which way to go. You twix in between. Which way do I go here? See, when God was leading you and guiding you, you didn't want that way. You wanted to go your way. That's what I call them independent spirits. They want to go their way. Huh? So that means they allowed the enemy to cause them to switch lanes. So when you get in the wrong lane, you have what? An accident. Collision. Huh? You run into the wrong thing, like another car, another house or something standing over there that you could avoid it if you had stayed in your lane. Hello, somebody. Get on out of the devil. Get the devil back his tools, too. Come in, tell me he want to fix something. He going to fix something, all right. Fix you up for hell. That's what his job is. Hello? Oh, hallelujah, glory be to God. My God, you know, that's a great revelation for me today. Is, you know what, I am going to put you out, devil, out of my pocketbook too.
Jesus.
Hello? Because some of you ain't got enough money to do nothing with. What you want to do or can't, what you should do, you don't have enough, do it. Glory be to God. Now evict him out your pocketbook. Chuck him. You know how we used to say, the old people say, chuck him out. Chuck him out right now. Get him out your pocketbook. Get him out your affairs. Get him out your relationship. Get him out of your friendships and your fellowships. Get him out right now. Evict him out. Just tell him, say, devil, I'm taking that preacher's advice. Today is the day of the Lord. He has promised this day to me. That's why I'm still in it. So therefore, you ain't got no parts with it. You got to go. You must go. You got to go. This ain't no choice you have to make. This is my choice now. You done had your choices in my life and run my life long enough. Go. Never come back. Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I love that word this morning because it's right on time, because a lot of time we don't pay attention even to ourselves. A lot of time we pay attention to other people. But you know the word comes and it comes to correct and it comes to direct and it comes to show, be like a flashlight inside of you, you know, because it's your house, the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ, your body where the Holy Spirit lives in. And we already know that the Holy Spirit don't live in no unclean temple. So you have to, I like that word, evict, okay? When you evict someone, you take it by force. You tell them they got to go. So they cannot give you any more excuses. Why? Because you make up your mind. Today is the day you are gone. I don't care if you want to stay how many more days. This is it. It's right now. It's time. It's time now. You have to leave right now. And in the natural realm, you know, the people will have the sheriff, or they'll change the lock, or they'll put the notice on the door. And I tell you, some people even go drastic and turn off the light. Why? Because sometimes it's one of them ancient things, the things that have been there so long that even though you try to get it to go, it won't go willingly. But I thank God for the word of God. It's time to what? Get rid of the things that cause you to keep going back into bondage. The bondage is the place where God deliver you from, and you start taking on the same thing all over again. I like the word casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And the enemy's job is to bring forth certain projection. He likes to project that thought. But you know what? You got to cast it down real quickly. You got to pull it down, and you got to not accept it or come in agreement with the enemy is saying. You know the woman of God talking about evil? Evil thought. Oh, my God, evil thought. And we don't pay attention, strive, envy, jealousy. I tell you, and manipulation and slander and all these little things are evil. But we don't pay attention to those things. We always pay attention to the person with a palm reader where they go and try to, and do all those things. But what about the slandering? What about the lie? What about the lie that the devil tell you? And you'll start saying, oh, I don't like her because they like this person and that person. You know what? The devil is a liar today. You need to evict that thing out of you right now. Why? Because you want to do it your own way. You want to justify your action. You want to justify what you are doing. And you say, well, they just don't like me. I don't know how to handle them. You know what? If the love of God in you, he'll teach you, he'll show you what it is you need to do today. And Galatians 5:25 say, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You know, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. How is it you can fast, you can pray, you can do all this thing, but the flashlight never come on the inside? You know what? I found that devil, he'll set you up. He'll make you believe you're doing it all good. You're justified. But you know what? The only person justified is Jesus, because he was without what? Sin. There was nothing in him. You could not find nothing in him because he was without sin. Now, the woman of God preach about no wrinkle or spots of wrinkle. I tell you, it makes you tighten it up a little bit more. A wrinkle is a small little thing. And you know what? You may say, ain't no wrinkle here. But you'd get a magnifying glass like the Jesus X-rated laser eye. He find a wrinkle right inside there. And you know what? The word of God let us know that our heart is so deceitfully wicked. You don't even know what's up in your heart. But you know what? The laser eye of the
the Holy Spirit, which is the Word of God, it comes up and it knows what's up in your heart. You can say, oh, no, 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 it's not in there. But Jesus said, yes, it's there. Today is your day for what? Eviction of deliverance. Today is your day to get rid of what has been keeping you in that bondage. Every time I tell you, pay attention to your season. Pay attention to the certain time of the year. What happens to you? What you go through? You come up with the same old what plan? But it's the enemy. The enemy. You don't even recognize the enemy caused you to do the same thing over and over. But today is what? January the 7th, 2016. This year, I'm not walking that direction. See, I've been saying I ain't got time for this. I don't have time for that. Why? Because I will not walk in that same little trap and every little snare. Oh, no, no, no. Recognize what spirit it is. Recognize what's going on. I am not walking in that. You know what? I ain't got time to play with that foolishness. You know what? I ain't got time to do this, and I ain't got time to do that. Why? Because you recognize the enemy from the Egypt. No, you heard about the Pharaoh God, the Egypt, things that God has delivered you from, things that are trying to attach itself all over again. And I remember this morning I was like, you know what, we renounce and we break every spirit of witchcraft and every other spirit associated with that spirit of witchcraft. We command it to go now in the name of Jesus. And we renounce and break every sinning mechanism and every other spirit associated with the sinning mechanism. We command it to go now in the name of Jesus. Why? Because the things that God had delivered you from, he tried to bring it back a little. And see, he is such a sneaky little devil. He'll bring it back. He'll start bringing it slowly. And if you're not paying attention, your next thing you start saying, oh, my God, my God. But you know what? I thank God there's what? You're being evicted today. Why? He letting you put that notice on it to let you know, listen, this is what you need to deal with again. This is what you need to get tear down. Cast down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And then Galatians 5:16 said, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the spirit. I mean, the woman of God was coming from the first Peter, it was talking about having a spiritual mind. You have to make sure you watch, pay attention to your thoughts, pay attention to what comes in your mind. You got to pay attention, because you may be saved all your life, but you know what? Your thoughts are so negative, and life and that it is in the power of the tongue. And you got to change what you say. You got to speak differently. You got to speak the word of God. You cannot allow other people, because something you can tell, like you trying to walk and you speaking the word of God, and you can feel the whole atmosphere is like it's been pulling you back. You feel like you're dragging. But you know what? You got to speak that word. Maybe somebody else would grab a hold of that word and say, you know what? I'm in agreement with you with the word. We know God can do it. We know with God nothing is impossible. And they'll grab a hold, because when there's someone else that grab a hold with the word of God, I tell you, things go much more faster. But you know what? If it's by yourself, you keep speaking the word of God and know that God promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Know that the word of God is light and to your feet. The word of God is light. It's like a flashlight, and it comes and it shines all around. You know how when you're driving in this little weather where the rain is kind of drizzy and it's like a little like smog and little low clouds, and you have to turn on the light now and you have to pay attention closely. Why? Because you can't see clearly. Well, how about using the word of God? Know that God is able to do all things today. Change your way of thinking today. Stop saying you don't have. Stop to confessing the things that God told you not to confess, the negativity. You can speak the opposite. You know what? Who knows any better? No one knows what's going on until you open your mind. So speak life today. and speak it to your house. You can speak it and say, because I remember, I tell you, no one could tell me God couldn't do this and God couldn't do that. Why? Because we were taught to speak the word of God. Speak life. Speak life. And you know what? You get up and you clean yourself up and you know how to do your own hair, put some rollers in there, and you know to press your clothes and match some colors. And when you're feeling a little bit gloomy, find the brightest colored honey. Put on the brightest color, and you, it'll make you change everything around you. People don't have to know what's going on with you because you put on, you just change your atmosphere. And you, when you start thinking differently and start speaking differently, you'll walk differently, you'll dress differently. Why? Because you're the one that can create the atmosphere around you. You are the one that is the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have the kingdom of God inside of you. The peace is in there. Prosperity is in you. Healing is in you. So you can command those things to come forth. We heard about the keys now. I tell you, them keys. Use your keys today. Use the word of God today. And don't allow what? The enemy to bring you back into the place where he had delivered you from. So be blessed today. I tell you, I like that word. Evicted, evicted, evicted. I know, yeah, no matter what you know, I heard that word. I say, that sounds like a relationship thing. No matter what you do, the food ain't cooked good, huh? Well, you don't bake like my mama. Well, you better go to your mama's house and let her bake you a cake. Oh, my, my, my. I tell you. Oh, my God. I tell you. We got to watch that little complaining spirit, okay? We got to watch what I don't like this and I don't like that. But you know what? If you come together and we do it together, it can be much better. Oh, my God. I tell you, I'm having a good time with this word today. Evict it now. Because remember now, when you leave your mama house and your daddy house, the word of God told you, you do what? You cling to your wife. Oh, my God. And if you cling to your wife, that means you're going to create some new things together. My God, my God. But if you're smart, what you can do is, I say, Mama, can I have that recipe? Because you know what? Let's have that recipe. And you can bring that recipe over, and you can say, okay, honey, let's work together and put the, and the person don't have to know that's your mama recipe, okay? You'll just say, oh, boy, we're doing it, what, together. So be encouraged now. Don't allow that little complaining and that little grumbling. Oh, let me see what she going to do. Oh, that devil having a field day all around you saying, I got you. Why? Because he tried to bring back those things. But you know what? When God redeem you, when God save you, he saved you from all those things. You don't have to let those things come back again. I tell you, God has, people have to deal with the issue, the thing that is inside of them. You got to deal with the issue. Be truthful to yourself, and that when you be truthful to yourself, that means you're telling it to God. You're talking to God about it. And you know what? He's such a good God. He don't throw it back in your face, but he'll show you how to deal with it. So be blessed, and evict them all emotion, because you know what? The devil is a liar, and you, when he start lying to you, you need to say, God, I'll take the blinders off my eyes so I can see me, myself today, because you know what? Well, you can change. If you want something different, change the way you look at stuff. Change the way you look at stuff. Because Matthew 5, verse 29 says, and if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. If thy right eye offend thee. So the eyes is what you see, right? What comes in, what comes out, what comes in, what comes out, back and forth. So if it offend thee meaning you don't like it, right? It trouble your spirit, right? It causes you to react into the carnal mind again. So if it offend thee, you got to pluck me and get rid of it. Throw it out. and cast it from thee. In other words, tell the devil under my feet. You got to get rid of it yourself because it's not going to cost you to gain anything in God. Profitable means you won't gain profit. It won't make you any better. It decreases you, not increases you. So you got to do something about it because it comes to kill, steal, and destroy you. And that's all it's all about. So your eye is the window to your soul. So it affects you. It affects the whole body. And all he wants you to do, what, is go into that place he is in. Because he know in the end he has what? H-E-L-L. Oh, come on now. So he wants to bring you right there. So your eyes now, you look out and you look in. So be careful what you're looking out into and what you're bringing inside of you. And if it offends you, cast it down. Deal with it. Don't accept what the enemy is saying. Remember the word of God. Remember, because your eyes, we taught this, the eye is connected to what? The God factor in your what forehead. So it brings forth that message to the God factor. So remember the word of God. Be blessed, Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now tell me, how y'all don't want to hear the word of God? I tell you, self-examination, and evict the devil from your thoughts. How do you do that? First, begin to examine yourself, because all you've been hearing today, you hear Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon say, look at yourself. Be so quick to see others, and we don't see ourselves. And, you know, sometimes, I kid you not, you do stuff, and it's like no matter what you do, Lord, people don't even appreciate. And after a while, you get like, you know what, Lord, help me. Help me not to just leave it alone, because you get that way. And what's that? That devil just creeping up inside there. Then God says, show love. Charity? What is charity? Love, right? And it covers a multitude of sin. I tell you, sometimes you have to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. When there's no one around, pray for yourself. You may not be able to pick up the phone, but you got to pray for yourself. And what 2 Corinthians 10? And 4 say, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So you know what? You got to call on that name of Jesus, because it's not a natural fight. It is now a spiritual fight. Do you think the enemy wants you to come into the knowledge of God? No, he don't. And if he see you getting too deep in it, he going to pull out everything. He going to use your kids. He going to use situation. What are you going to do? Are you going to allow that thought pattern to come? You know what? I can't make it. I can't do it. I was better when I was out in the world. What do you say? Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Speak the word. Life and death is where? In the power of the tongue. You don't allow nobody to change your atmosphere. Let them come into your atmosphere. Let their atmosphere be changed. So self-examination, always examine ourselves. And if we say we don't have evil thoughts, the devil is a liar. Right now, repent. Repent and say, Lord, forgive me, because it do come about. At least somebody do you something good. I mean bad. What you going to say? And I mean bad enough that hurt you to the bone. Tell me you ain't going to look to say, well, you know what? I'm dealing with this no more. I'm sick and tired of this person. And, you know, I ought to, right then and there, what you doing? Cast it down. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line with none other than our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Every Monday, we have Deacon Michael at 3 p.m. with I Am Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. And let me invite you all right now. Come on out tonight, and it's only two nights only. That's Thursday night and Friday night to the City of Victory. And come on and just witness and be in the midst for that awesome prophetic firework tonight with Prophet Leandre Wright. That address is 313-25CR37, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776, and the time is at 7 p.m., so come on out, enjoy, come expecting, and just bask in the word of God. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying
how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. As soon as I stop worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let God. Let him have,
let God have
his way. That's
when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go.
I let go.
Let him have, let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God. Oh, let go. And let God. Let go.
Let go.
And let God.
Let God.
Oh, let go.
Let go.
And let God.
Let God.
He's the only one we can
let.
God.